T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Insane things happen this week that we've never seen before. Yep, things that put us in uncharted territory. And what's really surreal is that every week now, I'm able to do one of these 3 to 7 insane things that happened this week podcasts that we've never seen before. Like in modern history, some of them in human history. And you kind of wonder, what's it all going to add up to? We'll start with this. It should have been the biggest story of the week, but this is America, where we don't actually talk about our real problems, but obsess endlessly over the fake problems like systemic racism that the media makes up. Here's a real problem. And again, this should have been the biggest story this week. Bank of America freaked out, and nobody noticed. That's right. Warning, blowing the whistle into the wind, it seems, because nobody's listening, about what the biggest risk to America is. And can you tell me what that is? Of course not, because this barely got covered outside the financial pages. Yep, the CCP, that's Chinese Communist Party virus, is no longer the biggest risk for investors. It fell precipitously to number 3. What's number 1? Inflation. What's number 2, according to Bank of America? The chaos in the bond market. It's really a subset of number 1. And number 3? The CCP virus. They didn't come out up with this on their own. They do a survey of global fund managers, and they're pretty much freaking out. Well, at the same time, the whole thing is so bizarrely understated, because the insane thing this week that we are now seeing, and you're beginning to see inflation. I mean, you see the signs of it everywhere. You go to the grocery store, right? You see it. The insane thing, folks, is that we have spent, I can't wrap my head around this no matter how many times I've repeated it this week. We have spent over $5 trillion, borrowed and printed, to be more accurate, in 18 months. You realize there's no precedent for that in human history for a country like ours. We don't know what this will do. We know it's going to be inflation, but we don't know exactly how bad or how it will hit exactly. But we know it'll be bad. And the reaction from Washington? Stone cold silence. In fact, they're planning 2 more multi-trillion dollar packages. Let's put this in perspective. How much is $5 trillion? It's about a quarter of the entire economy. We spent it in 18 months. Is Congress concerned? Heck no. They're planning to spend $4 trillion more in the short term in 2 more packages. Let's put this in insane perspective. Our entire annual economy, all of it, every salary, every transaction, is roughly $20 trillion with a T. We owe about 30. That means Congress borrowed and spent the entire economy. Then it borrowed and spent another half an economy. That would give most normal nations pause, but the people who run Washington, D.C. are insane. They're also incredibly psychopathic and completely stupid. So like cattle, they plunge on. Tucker Carlson explained it a different way this week that might help you better wrap your mind around it.
Democrats could tax all the income in the United States and they still wouldn't balance the budget or pay off the debt. In fact, they'd be about $10 trillion short of paying off the debt. They could go after your assets like your home and your savings and retirement accounts. Maybe they'll try that. Elizabeth Warren has been trying that for a long time. But the question is, since we're not funding the government with tax revenue, we've decided that modern monetary theory is real. Like, we could just print money because we're the reserve currency.
Now, if you're thinking, well, they'll just get it from some rich corporation. Yeah, about that. See, the problem is that tax revenue isn't sitting in the rich corporations. A lot of it, the biggest chunk, comes from you. So they're going to be looking real hard at your savings, your 401k. They have to. They have no choice. Here's why, as Tucker Carlson also explained.
Individual Americans paying taxes make up the largest part of U.S. tax revenue. They account for about 42% of all the taxes the government takes in. What's the smallest source of tax revenue? Oh, the donors, corporate taxes. Those account for about 3.9% of all taxes. Joe Biden knows that tax increases aren't going to hurt corporations or private equity firms. They won't touch Ivy League endowments. They'll leave the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation completely alone. No billionaire is going to suffer. You're going to suffer. And for no good reason, because to restate one more time, we don't fund the government with tax revenue. We fund the government with money the Federal Reserve makes up out of nothing. That's true. And no one says it.
But then again, remember the problem. We've already borrowed an entire economy and a half. And as Tucker put so well, they could take every dollar you have, every dollar everybody has. And we would only be able to pay off 2/3 of it. And we're racking up more and more and more. How does this work, by the way? It's a hell of a Ponzi scheme. And nobody exactly knows how it'll end, given the scale we're doing it on. See, we borrowed... If we want to do a half, you know, $500 million or even $1 billion, say $50 billion, it'd probably work. Stimulus package. Well, what would we do? We'd borrow the money and we'd put the treasuries out, right? The bonds for people to buy. And that's where we'd get the money from. And there's enough investors to do that. When you put out $2 trillion worth of bonds for people to buy, there just aren't enough people on the planet to do it that have the money or the desire to do it. So what do you have to do? Well, that's where the Ponzi scheme comes in. The Federal Reserve then prints up money and buys up the treasuries. There's nobody to buy in the market. Washington seems to think we can do this again and again. They want to do two more of these packages. But longtime economist Steve Moore, part of the Trump administration, says, we know how that ends. Here, I'll let him tell you. This is from a podcast he was on this week.
And by the way, when the Fed buys the debt that the Treasury issues to pay for the all the spending, that's what third world countries do. That's what Argentina and Bolivia.
I just want to make sure.
But none of that's the most insane thing. It's not the spending. I said nobody's saying anything about it. Yeah, Tucker did, and I've screamed all week. But the Republican leadership, nada. Rand Paul occasionally makes a peep. But it's like none of it's happening. It's so weird. Who benefits? Well, ask yourself, what's the number one goal of China? You don't have to guess at this, because they've told us this again and again and again. They want to be the world's reserve currency. The dollar currently is. They want to destroy the world's current reserve currency. What's that? Again, the U.S. dollar. Well, they don't have to. Their man in the White House and all his cronies in Washington, Democrat and Republican alike, are well on their way to doing it for China. Speaking of China, that brings us to our second most insane thing this week. Up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, our next insane thing. First, Politico came out and admitted, you know that COVID thing? Yeah, sure looks like it actually did come from the research lab, the WIV lab in Wuhan. Wow. Bombshell. Now, they didn't know if it leaked out or if it was deliberately released, but they did explain that it was the Chinese military that cooked up viruses just like that. You know, in other words, bioweapons. Whoa! So you're saying COVID might have been a Chinese bioweapon? Well, Politico weren't the only ones. David Asher joined them in the second most insane thing this week. David Asher is not just some guy. He's the State Department's former lead investigator who oversaw the task force into the COVID-19 virus origin, so he knows a few things about it. He told the New York Post and Fox News this week in a story the mainstream media utterly blacked out, that's how you know it's important, that he not only believes the virus escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that's WIV lab, but that it might have been the result of research that the Chinese military, or People's Liberation Army, was doing on a bioweapon. What would lead us to believe that? Well, his research and the fact that the Chinese told us they were going to take bat viruses, do research on them, teach them gain of function, and make them into a, say it with me, bioweapon. They've been telling us that since 2007. Only the U.S. mainstream media and political class in Washington would be stunned by such an allegation. Anybody with a brain cell can see what's actually going on here. Here's what Asher said. The Wuhan Institute of Virology was operating a secret classified program. In my view, and I'm just one person, my view is it was a biological weapons program. But again, he's being modest. He's not just one person. He's the head of the task force the State Department used to check into COVID-19. Asher has worked on some of the most classified intel investigations for the State Department and Treasury there ever have been under both Democrat and Republican administrations. He led the team that uncovered the International Nuclear Procurement Network, run by the father of Pakistan's nuclear program, A.Q. Khan, and he uncovered key parts of North Korea's secret uranium enrichment. He believes the Chinese Communist Party has been involved in a massive cover-up during the past 14 months. Yeah, and a decently smart sixth grader could figure this out if they really wanted to. Here's what he says, quote, "And if you believe, as I do, that this might have been a weapons vector gone awry, not deliberately released, but in development and it somehow leaked, this has turned out to be the greatest weapon in history," Asher said. "You've taken out 15 to 20% of the global GDP. You've killed millions of people. The Chinese population has been barely affected. Their economy's roared back to being number one in the entire G20. Yeah, they had the only industrialized world economy that grew. And for the first time, as I keep telling you, international investment in China for the first time in human history surpassed international investment in America. That's the first step to China having the world's largest GDP and us here in America losing our reserve currency status. That's a disaster. The dollar will deflate like a balloon. This place will look like China bombed us and they won't have to drop a thing." Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's Asher in the New York Post. Quote, motive, cover up, conspiracy. All the hallmarks of guilt are associated with this. And the fact that the initial cluster of victims surrounded the very institute that was doing the highly dangerous, if not dubious, research is significant, said Asher. Then Asher reminded us that in 2007, China announced it would begin work on genetic bioweapons using controversial gain of function research to make the viruses more lethal. The Chinese, he points out, stopped talking publicly about their research at the Wuhan lab in 2016. How convenient is that? 2016. Right around the time they figured out they better use some kind of weapon to take out Donald J. Trump, or he might actually win the economic war against them. He was well on his way to doing so. Quote, this is Asher. We have entered into an area of Chinese biowarfare, and including using things like viruses. I mean, they made a public statement to their people that this was the new priority under Xi, national security policy. Yeah, and they can say things like that in public because our country is so damn stupid. The Chinese, according to Asher, stopped talking publicly about the virus research into coronavirus disease vectors, which could be used for weapons, in 2017, at the same time its military began funding the research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I doubt that's a coincidence, he said. And then the story was completely blacked out. Covered almost nowhere else besides my radio show, Politico, and the New York Post. Then a bizarre refrain began, out of almost nowhere, from the mainstream media this week. Suddenly the mainstream media was blaming attacks and murders of, unfortunately, sadly, Asians on white supremacists. And blaming that out of the clear blue on Donald Trump, who doesn't have much, if you notice, to say lately. They blamed it on Trump, claiming that Trump, using the term Wuhan virus, had caused this murderous, violent rampage against Asians. The goal? To silence the story I just told you about. To make sure it got no traction. To make sure that anyone in the mainstream media who brought it up would be immediately terrified of being dubbed a racist for using the word Wuhan. Not as in Wuhan virus, but as in Wuhan lab, where we now know the virus came from with a pretty high degree of certainty. In other words, the media is covering for China. Where did the term Wuhan virus come from? Remember? That racist xenophobe Trump? Actually, no. The mainstream media coined it when they told us about it on repeat for 6 weeks before they then said Trump had actually invented it and anyone who used it was a xenophobe. Here's just a small sample of the media using the term Wuhan virus from January and February of 2020.
At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus has now surpassed the 2000.
They're under quarantine out of concern that passengers and crew were exposed to the Wuhan coronavirus.
And this breaking news just into CNN, the official death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus.
Yep. Having to deal with it, the total number of deaths from the Wuhan coronavirus, it's now
spreading fast as the number of confirmed cases of the Wuhan virus continue to surge.
Obviously, back then, the media didn't think that was racist, or they wouldn't have coined the term themselves. But this week, they were twisting themselves into knots to go after anyone who used the word Wuhan. Again, the problem wasn't crimes against Asians. The problem was they wanted to make sure no one could say the term Wuhan or Wuhan lab. That way, you couldn't tell people where we now know COVID came from. Listen to Chris Cuomo on CNN tie himself into a pretzel trying to explain the bizarre logic behind this.
Adjusted for population, they have the most confirmed cases of the UK variant. And look, again, I'm calling it the UK variant because that's where we believe the origin is. I'm not blaming the UK for it, okay? This is a very different play than Trump made by calling something the China virus.
Bizarre. So you can call it the UK variant if it comes from the UK, but not the China virus if it comes from China because it's racist. And because you'd be telling the truth, which is what they don't really want. Even Jen Psaki piled on. You know, circle back Psaki, Joe Biden's press secretary, with this bizarre quip.
I think there's no question that some of the damaging rhetoric that we saw during the prior administration, blaming, calling COVID, the Wuhan virus or other things, led to, perceptions of the Asian American community that are inaccurate, unfair, has elevated threats against Asian Americans. And we're seeing that around the country. That's why even before the horrific events of last night, he felt it was important to raise this issue, elevate it.
There's another problem. Their numbers don't add up. They've been using a report that says there's a 150% increase in hate attacks on Asians, violent attacks on Asians. That's unfortunate. But what about the race of those who are doing it? The media is telling us it's white people driven by Trump's rhetoric, not their own using the term Wuhan virus, but Trump's. But the problem is that doesn't add up. We actually know the race of the Asian attackers because the Justice Department reports it. Want to know how it breaks down? 27% of those who committed violent attacks on Asians were black. 24% were Asians themselves. You add that up, that's 51%, a majority. Just 24% were white, and the rest were unknown or mixed race. What does that mean? This is not an epidemic of white people attacking Asians because Trump used the term Wuhan virus back in March. Again, Trump has been banned off almost every platform. He's virtually non-existent right now. This isn't happening because of Trump. In fact, I'm not even sure if it's happening for anything having to do with the Wuhan virus at all. The media, by the way, bizarrely tried to tack this onto the Atlanta shooting. It was sloppy. You know why? The four Asian women who died, they weren't Chinese. They were Korean. That's a total different country. One the Wuhan virus did not come from. The media and the Biden administration aren't just covering for China. They're covering for Fauci, too, because this week, at least, well, there's been one senator so far, Joni Ernst, began asking the question, the Wuhan Institute, isn't that the one that Anthony Fauci's National Institutes of Health sent money to? You know, to fund those gain of function experiments that the Chinese media was doing on coronaviruses. You know, the ones where they teach the virus to jump from bats to humans when it otherwise wouldn't, in order to make a bioweapon? Those experiments? Yeah, they got a lot to protect there. So that's why the mainstream media all of a sudden started screaming. And by the way, about Asian attacks, and that's why Joe Biden suddenly called Putin a killer. He needs to deflect from China. It's what he's paid and ultimately blackmailed to do. Up next, the final insane thing this week.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're back with the final insane thing this week. I started the week by explaining to you that what's going on at our border isn't a crisis at all. From the Democrats' perspective, it's a voter drive. Very clearly, a voter drive. And here you have the piece that proves it. Buried in the amnesty plan that passed the House this week, and God forbid, please, Lord, does not make it through the Senate. If it does, the American electorate will be completely remade. And given the insane policies of the Democrats, the inflation that is coming, the out-of-control spending, and the inevitable broken economy, they're going to need a new electorate to get elected. And they just may have one if they get this amnesty plan through. Here's why. Listen to what the plan does. It is this week's third insane thing because it's mind-bending. Here's what the plan does. It gives so-called dreamers, agricultural farm workers, illegal immigrants who are TPS holders, and any illegal who performed, and they'll all claim to because our processing agency, USPS, doesn't check. Anyone who claims to have performed 400 work days of agricultural labor over the past 5 years. Are you kidding me? That's like what? A year and a quarter of work? And you get amnesty? Oh, and not just for you. You, your spouse, and your children. You would get green cards immediately, and listen to this, citizenship in 3 years, just in time for the next presidential election. And it's not just confined to the illegals who are here. It also allows all previously deported illegal aliens, there are over a million of them just under Trump, a chance to come back and get the amnesty. In fact, it even pays for them to come. Illegal aliens that were deported during the Trump administration that lived in the U.S. for 3 years prior to the deportation could return to the U.S. Keep in mind, there's no way to verify they lived here that long. They'll claim, in other words, there are those who legitimately will have, but they'll also claim it. USCIS has no mechanism to check. So none of that means anything. They also, in a bid to further swell their new electorate, added in that they were reducing the immigration restrictions on criminals by shrinking the types of convictions that would bar you from doing this. So they're going to scoop you up in your home country. They don't care that you were convicted of killing somebody while drunk with your car. They're going to fly you back, get you here, and get you your voting rights by the next election. This is a voting drive. The bill also eliminates the per country employment visa caps, by the way, during a time when 17 million Americans are unemployed. What does this mean? Well, virtually unlimited legal visas for blue collar and most especially white collar workers to come here and take Americans' jobs. All told, with the caps lifted and everybody they've invited over the next 10 years, Biden's immigration bill would double our legal immigration levels and lead to an extra 37 million immigrants moving to the U.S. Keep in mind, the Democrats only won, and I use the term won loosely, control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, according to the Washington Post, so it might be true, by a mere 90,000 votes across five swing states. Even a million more votes will fix that problem. And they intend to have them using this amnesty bill and by getting rid of, obviously, the filibuster to get it through the Senate. They intend to have them by the next election. And when they do, the Democrats, who in poll after poll after poll, fully half the party doesn't support almost every plank of what they're doing, they're going to need a new electorate soon. And right now, they're bringing that electorate in a voter drive at the border that recruits people with a history of voting 80% plus for Democrats. And that wraps up three insane things we've not seen before. And they just happened this week. Thank you for listening to the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere so they'll know what the heck is going on in this insane country of ours.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!